This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's coming up on 9 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
Mastercraft Tires and Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield have a great deal going on right now. Get up to a $75 Visa reward card by mail when you buy a new set of qualifying Mastercraft tires. Purchase a set of four Courser AXT or Courser CT and receive a $75 Visa reward card. Purchase a set of four Avenger Touring LSRs and receive a $50 Visa reward card. For more information, go to MastercraftTireRebates.com. Taylor Tire and Auto on the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.40, down a quarter. March corn, $4.52, down a half. May corn, $4.60 and three quarters, down a quarter. November soybeans were $13, down 9¾. January soybeans, $12.93 and a half, down 10¼. March soybeans, $12.72, down 10. December wheat was $6.90¾, down 5¾. March wheat, $7.01¾, down 5¼. May wheat, $7.07½, down 4¾. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Friday afternoon. Harvest pressure and big yields weighed on corn and soybean prices today. Wheat was lower on technical trading. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 3 cents lower at 412 to 425. Soybean bids were down 10 to 18 cents at 1268 to 1276. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent higher at 417 to 433. Soybean bids were 5 to 10 cents lower at 1276 to 1292. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents higher at 405 to 433. Soybean bids were 8 to 9 cents lower at 1273 to 1306. Wheat bids were down 5 to 6 cents at 648 to 685. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were down 8 to 10 cents at 1303 to 1316. Basis was steadied up 2 at 3 to 16 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.43.50 to $4.63.50, down $2.50, with basis at $20 to $40 over the December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids mixed at $4.18 to $4.32. Basis was mixed at $8 to $22 under the December. Soybeans ended down 10 to 13 cents at $13 to $13.09, with basis steady to down 3 at option to 9 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at $4.44 to $4.45. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 7 to 14 cents, with quotations at $13.24 to $13.28. Soft wheat closed down 5 cents at $7.06 to $7.07. Milo ended the day unchanged at $4.75 to $4.76. Contract bids to producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state. Corn was $4.22 to $4.35. Soybeans for January $12.67 to $12.92. In the central part of the state, corn for January was $4.22 to $4.37. Soybeans for January was $12.78 to $13.02. And in the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was $4.30 to $4.40. Soybeans for January was $12.88 to $13.20. That concludes the report. This is David Humphreys for the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $132.57, down 22 cents. December live cattle, $132.97, up 10 cents. February live cattle, $134.02, down 30 cents. October feeder cattle, $165.55, no change. November feeder cattle, $166.65, down 30 cents. January feeder cattle, $166.05, down 65 cents. December lean hogs were $90.42, up 82 cents. February lean hogs were $92.72, up 87 cents. April lean hogs, $93.80, up 87 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 25th's afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with weak demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 50 to 55, 4 to 5 weights 53 to 59, 5 to 550 weights 57 to 61, and 550 and up 60 to 62. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 58 to 65. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,511. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction for Thursday, October 24th. They had receipts of 381 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were $121.50 to $133. The select and choice steers, $118 to $125.75. Holstein steers choice were bringing $114.25 to $119.25. And choice slaughter heifers were bringing $124.50 to $131.75. The select and choice heifers were bringing $118.50 to $124.75. On to the slaughter cattle premiums. We're bringing $101 to $106.50. Breakers. Average dressing, we're bringing $81 to $87.50. And low dressing, we're $65 to $74. Boners, we're $70 to $78. And high dressing boners were bringing $86 to $90. On to the leans, average dressing $60 to $62, high dressing $72 to $76.50, and low dressing $41 to $56. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $130 to $132, and on a dress basis $206 to $208. Heifers on a live basis traded at $131 and on a dress basis $206 to $208. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 313 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $94.33, and that was 33 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $200.97, and that was 10 cents lower, with select carcasses at $185.40, and that was 28 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 108,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000, that compared to 430,000 last week and 428,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.33. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.36. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.33. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.36. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.93. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.02. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.71. Those prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.33, corn at Scottville is $4.33, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.93, and wheat at Scottville is $6.71. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 19 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Stein Seeds.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and Stein HP corn. Myron, what is high population corn all about?
Stein HP corn is a new line of high population, high performance hybrids with superior genetics, standability, and disease resistance. So growers will get the most out of every acre they plant by putting more plants in the field, maximizing the field's true potential.
Let Stein maximize your field potential this season. Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact regional sales manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yields. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid-60s with light and variable winds. Cloudy skies tonight, low temperatures in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy skies, a chance of a shower, high temperatures in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers Wednesday and Thursday. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, highs in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 28 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by the Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
With the government reopened, USDA Agricultural Marketing Services has made available summaries of price and marketing data for various commodities for the period October 1st through October 16th, while its market news reports were suspended. A list of available reports can be found at www.ams.usda.gov. USDA Farm Service Agency Administrator Juan Garcia is reminding dairy producers that final production evidence and any supporting documentation for the Milk Income Lost Contract or MILC program for eligible months that milk payments were available must be submitted by Friday, November 1st. Garcia says the MILC program helps dairy producers get through tough economic times and is another reason a new farm, food, and jobs bill is needed. When low dairy prices create hardships for dairy producers, he says payments are made to those who participate in the program to ensure they have the financial assistance they need to maintain their business. Garcia says the stimulation of local economies is an additional benefit. For more information, dairy operations can contact a local FSA office or search MILC at www.fsa.usda.gov. When many people hear about the Great Pumpkin Patch in Arthur, Illinois, they may just think it's a nice place to bring the family for a day and pick out a pumpkin to carve. But there is another aspect of the patch that focuses on preserving rare cucurbit varieties, a seed store. I spoke with Mac Condell from the Great Pumpkin Patch about their seed enterprise.
That's correct. That's the newest pumpkin on the vine. We've got the three companies, the Great Pumpkin Patch, the Homestead Bakery, and then the Homestead Seed. And that is my wife and I's heirloom seed company, and we specialize in rare and unusual cucurbits. So that is pumpkins, squash, and gourds. So we have nearly 200 varieties that we offer, of which you can see those on display and taste them at squash tasting on the weekends and all of that at the Great Pumpkin Patch.
So do you harvest these seeds and create these traits all at home on site right there?
No, that would require a ridiculous amount of self-pollination, which is in itself a challenge. And so I actually kind of recruit farmers and gardeners and pumpkin enthusiasts from around the country. I had 36 isolation growers this year, and I'm actually headed to one right now to pick up our crop. And so we very carefully pick folks that are kind of isolated from other pumpkin patches or pumpkin plots so that the varieties that they grow are pure, and then those come back to the farm, and we seed save most of November and December and dry them out and bottle them up and ship them out as the orders come in online.
Now, how does it work to harvest these seeds and dry them out and get them ready to sell online?
It's just more hand work. We are very much a manual labor type of operation, and we love that. We love being so involved in it. So it's nothing fancy. It's a machete, a heater, a drying rack, and a bunch of pulpy seeds that, we run through our fingers and clean them up and dry them out, and then we catalog them in and accession them in and make sure that everything looks the way it should, and then we've got our seed stock for the years to come.
Do you have a personal favorite variety that you guys either grow out there or have selling for the seed varieties?
Right. That is a very hard question because I love all the stuff that we grow. Moronga de Mesa is one that's super. Moronga de Mesa, it's a pink, flattened pumpkin, an heirloom from Brazil. It tastes wonderful. It really is a nice looking pumpkin, and one that very few people in the world grow besides us, and certainly no one's offering seed for it. So that is our mission for the seed store, is to put unusual varieties in the hands of the everyday vegetable gardener so that we do not lose any more of the varieties that are on the planet, because that is happening at an alarming rate. We're in a rich agricultural area, and people think corn and soybeans, which is true, but we'd like to open people's eyes a little bit more and kind of go back in time and remember that pumpkins were on the first Thanksgiving table and are an extremely important crop culturally and historically, and certainly statewide, as you stated in your first sentence. Today, Illinois is the number one pumpkin producing state. That's commercial pumpkins. We've just taken that into the another realm with the diversity of other countries' pumpkins.
What are your hopes or plans for the future of the Homestead Bakery, the Pumpkin Patch, and now Homestead Seeds?
Just to continue to provide opportunities for people who don't have an opportunity to be connected to a farm or land, offer that chance through us. We've been around since 1859. I'm a fifth generation farmer, and we're happy to share the blessings that we've been able to partake in and create a beautiful farm and a beautiful atmosphere for families to make lasting memories. And if we can be a part of that while getting people reconnected to the land, reconnected to where their food comes from, reconnected to just the awe and beauty of nature. If we can have a small part in that, that for sure would be a success moving forward.
And it is always nice to remind people that Illinois is not just corn and soybeans.
Exactly. And you said it. We would agree with that statement.
Again, that was Mac Condell from the Great Pumpkin Patch in Arthur, Illinois. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.